From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In London, the effort to recover bodies and evidence goes on, one day after bombs hit the city's underground and a double-decker bus. Police now say that more than 50 people died in the attacks, and they expect that number to rise. A huge investigation is underway, and today Scotland Yard Commissioner Ian Blair said the attacks were the work of a group.
We are clear from the timings of these events that no, it could not have been done by one person. The question is, are they still at large? They're either at large in the UK, at large somewhere else, or they're dead.
Joining us is Kim Sengupta, defence correspondent for the Independent newspaper in London. Could you begin by describing the recovery effort that's still underway at this point?
Yes, all throughout today, police have been recovering bodies from the underground. It's a pretty slow process because the conditions, they say, are pretty horrendous down there.
And as they search these sites, police have been able to recover a few clues. What have they learned so far?
Well, what they say so far is that the bombs used were of a fairly small scale. They're about 10 pounds or less, probably packed into rucksacks. Now, in the underground, they were placed on the floor. What they cannot say categorically was whether the bombers were actually present when the devices went off. Their feeling, they say, is that on the tube blasts, the bombers probably weren't there. They had somehow managed to deposit their bombs and disappear. They're not so clear about the bus bomb. There are certainly indications there that one of the bombers, at least, may have been blown up along with the bomb.
That's the explosion on the double-decker bus. What would lead them to believe that this may have been the work of a suicide bomber?
Some of it is forensic. The indications are that there's a particularly badly lacerated body. The second thing to say is that the blast on the bus took place in the top deck near the back. Now, according to the investigators, if one was to maximize damage, they would not have gone on the top deck. They would have stayed downstairs when the explosion would have caused the maximum amount of carnage. So one theory they're following is that the device was in fact being transported when it went off prematurely.
So this person may have been actually headed to the underground.
That is what they are surmising, but of course at this stage they do not know. You know, they feel that once the forensic work has been completed, they will be in a much better position to find out exactly what went so horribly wrong.
Well, that vast network of closed-circuit cameras that were installed after a spate of IRA bombings be useful in this case?
Yes, very much so. What we do not know is whether the bus itself had a security camera, because not all buses do. But the underground stations certainly do, and almost all the underground trains do. The CCTV cameras had helped them in the past to detect terrorist attacks, and this is something, you know, they're depending on quite a lot.
And have authorities said anything more about possible connections to Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden?
Well, the commissioner said today that, you know, the attack bears all the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda. They also say that they're taking on board the claim made by a group claiming to be part of Al-Qaeda in Europe quite seriously. But again, apart from that, they have got no other information they're sharing with us.
Kim Sengupta, thank you so much for talking to us again.
Thank you.
Kim Sengupta is the defense correspondent for The Independent in London.